Good afternoon. This is your conference operator, Daryl. Welcome to Grupo Acosta Verde third quarter 2023 earnings call. After the speaker's remarks, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question during this time, you may register by pressing star, then one on your telephone keypad, and you may press star, then two if you would like to remove your question. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay at www.grupoav.com. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Grupo Acosta Verde's Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today at Acosta Verde's third quarter 2023 consolidated results. I'm joined on today's call by a few members of our executive team, including Jesus Acosta Castellanos, our CEO of the company, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. Yesterday, we released our quarterly report, and we hope you have an opportunity to review. All of our reports are available on our website via the investor section. If you want to be included in future distribution, please do not hesitate to contact us at investors@grupoav.com. Before we proceed, I must remind everyone that during this conference call, we may mention metrics and adjustments that are not defined by IFRS, so they do not represent a financial analysis of the result in accordance with IFRS, and we will mention only to measure the operating performance of the company. It is possible that certain future statements or subjective analysis are made during the call, as well as statements that may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed in a good faith basis and with the understanding that the management team considers them that is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot assure that such expectations and projections will materialize. Therefore, the actual results could materially differ from what is expressed or indicated by way of future estimates. We encourage you to review our financial statements and quarterly report, where you can find a more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. Following the prepared remarks, we will open the call for questions, and I would like to turn the call over to Jesus Acosta.
Thank you, Edward. Welcome to our third quarter 2023 results reports. We are very delighted to share our achievements and progress in the past 3 months. Our commitment to excellence and innovation continues to drive the success of our company, and we owe a significant part of this to your continued support and trust. During this period, our team worked tirelessly to not only meet but exceed the goals we set for ourselves. The results are nothing short of remarkable. We witnessed an increase in sales among our business partners and an increase in foot traffic to our shopping centers. We are thrilled with this outcome, which underlines the efficiency of our operations and the management of our shopping centers. One of the highlights of this quarter has been our ability to secure the placement of square meters of gross leasable area due to the efficient operation and management of our shopping centers. These spaces are set to open between the third and fourth quarters of the year, and they will offer a wide range of restaurants, services, prestigious brands, and much more. Another fundamental aspect of our success has been the strengthening of our NOI and EBITDA. We continue to maintain a solid balance that supports our operation, development, and future growth, as we are constantly seeking investment opportunities. In our continued pursuit of strategies to increase visitor experiences and increase our business partner sales, we adopted an innovative approach this quarter. We proudly collaborated with Nicola Porcella, the second place winner of the Casa de los Famosos program, who captivated our visitors at all of our shopping centers during September and October. This not only strengthens our brand's presence, but also elevates the overall shopping experience for our visitors. Furthermore, in October, we will be hosting our annual Mega Día Sendero event, where, as we do every year, We collaborate closely with our tenants to offer free products to our visitors. This event is very special to us and represents a unique opportunity to enjoy the incredible benefits we have created for you. We extend a warm invitation to you to join us in this celebration and participate in these incredible events. To conclude, we are pleased to report that our ongoing project in the city of Ensenada, Baja California, continues to have excellent acceptance from businesses. Additionally, we are pleased to confirm that we are precisely on track with the scheduled timeline for the first generation in the first quarter of 2024. As we move forward, we remain committed to maintaining this upward trajectory and pursuing further growth opportunities to ensure that our investors continue to benefit from their association with us. Additionally, we remain deeply appreciative of your unwavering support and trust in our company. We look forward to sharing our future successes with you. Now, I will hand it to Fernando Treviño for a detailed overview of our operational indicators.
Thank you, Jesus. Our commitment to achieving excellence and customer satisfaction has been instrumental through the following milestones. During the previous quarter, we operated across 17 strategically located properties throughout the region, totaling 442,000 square meters of gross leasable area. At the end of September, the portfolio occupancy rate was 93.8%, representing an improvement of 1.1 percentage points when compared to the same period in the third quarter, 2022. In the foot traffic front, we've implemented marketing strategies and engaging events. The community has responded enthusiastically, leading to a significant increase in the number of visitors. We have experienced continuous growth in foot traffic, reaching 26.8 million visitors. This increase represents a 12%, or an increase of nearly 3 million visitors when compared to the same period of last year. At the end of the 9 months, the foot traffic has shown an 8.9% increase compared to the same period in 2022, bringing the total number of visitors to 77.4 million visitors. This ongoing growth in foot traffic is a reflection of our commitment to creating an appealing destination where people can enjoy shopping, entertainment, and dining. Vehicle traffic. In addition, our parking lots experience an increase in vehicular traffic of approximately 6.1 million vehicles recorded during the third quarter of 2023. This represents a 4% increase when compared to the traffic observed in the same quarter of the previous year. The comparable portfolio base for traffic during the third quarter of 2023 in comparison to the same period in 2019 recorded a decrease of 6.4%. Nevertheless, this decrease has been offset by an enhanced income generated per vehicle. In the accumulated results, the shopping centers reported a total of 17.7 million vehicles, which represents a 7% increase compared to the equivalent period in 2022. Lease spread. Consistent with our leasing strategies, we signed 21,000 square meters. These leases incorporate both replacement and renewal leases, with a lease spread performance of 7.4%. This result is a testament to our meticulous leasing practices and our ability to optimize rental income in a very dynamic market environment. Furthermore, over the nine-month period, our accumulated lease spread stands at 6.6%, based on the replacement and renewal of 57,000 square meters. This not only reflects our dedication to maintaining a strong and vibrant tenant mix, but also emphasizes our commitment to delivering consistent value to both our tenants and stakeholders. Rent collections. Additionally, We attribute our effective performance mainly to the strong relationship we've cultivated with our tenants. This strong tenant relationship has played a pivotal role in our collection efficiency, achieving 100% collection rate compared to quarterly invoicing. ESG. On ESG matters, we maintain a firm commitment to being a sustainable company, which is why we continue to promote initiatives that are part of our ESG strategy. During the third quarter, in terms of corporate governance, we carried out annual anti-corruption training aimed at 100% of our corporate offices and shopping center employees. In the social sphere, we move forward with our commitment towards gender equality and equity, which is why we joined the Global Compact's Meta Gender Equality Accelerator Program, in which we will work in the following months to achieve better practices and establish objectives that strengthen equity and equality in the operation of the company. We continue advancing with our project to replace LED lighting and the implementation of equipment with low water consumption in the Sendero shopping centers. Now, let us move on to our financial results with Edgar.
Thank you, Hernan. In the third quarter of 2023, the increase in NOI was 19%, reaching a total of 325 million pesos from 273 million pesos in the same period in the previous year. The NOI margin for the third quarter of 2023 stood at 89%. In the accumulated results, for the first 9 months of 2023, the NOI reached 939 million pesos from 781 million pesos in the 9 months period of 2022. This represents an increase of 20% mainly due to a better performance in revenues and a higher occupancy rate, while expenses stayed in line with the prior period. The NOI margin for the 9 months of 2023 was 88%, increasing 2% year over year. I'd like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than an accrual basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrual basis, we consider that reflecting in a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and support better decision making. Please note that, for ease of references, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the third quarter of 2023 was 332 million pesos, representing an 18% increase compared to 281 million pesos in the third quarter of 2022. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and a cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investor section. Moving to our accrued base indicator, in the third quarter of 2023, the total revenue increased 15%, reaching 367 million pesos from 320 million pesos in the same quarter of 2022. For the 9 month period, the total revenue reached 1,063 million pesos. This represents a 17% increase, amounting to 155 million pesos when compared to the same quarter of the previous year. The valuation in revenue is primarily due to an increase in 18% in lease income. Acosta Verde's operating EBITDA for the third quarter of 2023 reached 279 million pesos, increasing 15% increase or 50 million pesos compared to the same quarter of the previous year. The operating EBITDA margin for the third quarter of 2023 was 74%, a 6% increase from the same period last year. For the 9 month period of 2023, the operating EBITDA was 761 million pesos, indicating a 27% increase, with a margin EBITDA increase of 7.7%, reaching a 70% margin. The growth in operating EBITDA for both the third quarter and the 9 month period was primarily driven by a higher lease income, particularly from increased fixed rent. At the end of September 2023, the loan-to-value remained stable, maintaining a level of 13% year-over-year. On a total debt matter, at the end of September 2023, the total debt was 4,867 million pesos, representing a decrease of 730 million pesos, or 13% less when compared with the same period of 2022. This decrease was primarily due to the prepayment of Sendero Mexicali's loan, and Trust 2017 Swan Consortium. All Acosta Verde's debt are denominated in Mexican pesos, while approximately 82% of our cash and equivalents are held in U.S. dollars. For the total net debt, we subtract the cash and equivalents from the total debt, and the total net debt was 2,098 million pesos, a 9% increase compared with the 9 months period from the previous year. As of the end of September 2023, Acosta Verde's cash position was 2,591 million pesos, representing a 24% decrease or 823 million pesos less than the balance in December 2022. The decrease was primarily attributed to the prepayment of Fundera Mexicali and Trust 2017-15 loans of 480 million pesos, coupled with a lower exchange rate that negatively affected the balance by 254 million pesos and the dividend payment of 125 million pesos. In conclusion, we are looking forward to address any questions you may have during the upcoming Q&A session. With that said, operator, please proceed with the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. As a reminder, that is star 1 to enter the queue. One moment, please, while we poll for your questions. I'm not showing any questions at this time. I'd like to hand the call back over to management for any closing comments.
Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions or further information. We're available to provide additional updates to discuss any matters related to our operations. We appreciate your time and hope you have a great day.
Thank you. This does conclude today's teleconference. We appreciate your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Enjoy the rest of your day.